45 minutes after 7 o'clock on your St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day today.
What's the story on that?
We're just going to get right after it today, aren't we, Julie?
I mean, I don't know. What's the reason behind St. Patrick's
Day? I thought I was impatient. You're really impatient. So what's the score? What's the story? We're going to get to the story.
Okay,
first
good.
Off, today, fur trader James Bridger was born on this date in 1804. 1834, auto pioneer Gottlieb Daimler.
Daimler Motors.
Yes. Was born in 1834. Mercedes. Started Mercedes. Patrick Duffy, Dallas fame, 77, apropos. Mm. Kurt Russell, 75. Rob Lowe, 62. And soccer legend Mia Hamm, is 54.
Mm. She's 54?
54.
Wow.
Probably the best women's soccer player. You think, James? She's got to be up there top three.
Definitely top three. Mount Rushmore, for sure.
Okay.
Mount Rushmore for U.S.
I like that. Mount Rushmore. I like where you put that. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
It's a Mount Rushmore.
For U.S. for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Campfire Girls Day today.
Okay.
Corned beef and cabbage day.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It is submarine day today.
As in the sandwich or the... the ship.
The vehicle.
Is it a ship? A submarine?
Submarine.
Ship, yeah.
Submarine day.
Submersible.
Assuming the submersible ship.
Have a submarine sandwich on a submarine.
On this day in 1845, the rubber band was patented.
Oh, gosh.
I know. 1931, Nevada legalized gambling on this day in 1931.
Hmm.
So a few things there. You know, spring is Friday?
Yep. Springs.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
First day of spring.
Going to look like it this week.
It will look like it because Friday is supposed to be 78 degrees.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So it's like the first day of summer rather than spring. Looking at the Wyoming date book today, Wyoming history, 1863, the Sundance Hose Company, No. 1 fire department, holds a grand dance. Kicking off the fire department there.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. 1863.
How many people were in Sundance?
Yeah.
I know, right?
For all 10 community members.
I know. 1940, they had to bring the horses, too, because that's probably what pulled the fire department. 1942, Cheyenne's USO building recognized as the nation's best building. Hmm. 1942 on this date.
Hmm.
All right. Everyone's Irish today, right? You ready for some Irish
lunch.
Tidbits? Yeah. Got all kinds of it today. More than we probably even have time for. Four reasons green is equated with St. Patrick's Day. Green is one of the three colors in the Irish flag.
Okay.
With its lush green landscape, Ireland is known as the...
Emerald Country.
Emerald Isle.
Okay.
Isles. That was good enough. Emerald, you got the big one. Green is the color of spring, and green is the color of the shamrock. And why do we eat corned beef and cabbage today? The tradition meat eaten on St. Patrick's Day is Irish bacon, not corned beef. Irish immigrants of the United States could not afford Irish bacon. They substituted corned beef.
Okay.
A cheaper meat that they learned from the Jewish immigrants. So
interesting.
There you go. A little trivia there for you. If you wear green, if you forget to wear green.
James.
Yeah.
Somebody in the building did.
Basically, we're in the opposite.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You're red. If you don't wear green, prepare to be pinched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is an American tradition that's traced to the 1700s.
Wow.
An old Irish legend has it that those who wear green are invisible to leprechauns.
I'll wear green every day.
Okay.
Whose fairy creatures who randomly pinch people no matter what color they're wearing. So folks started pinching anyone who didn't wear green as a reminder of the leprechauns.
And I just think of that scary ways. Movie, The Leprechaun.
Yeah. Is that the name of the movie?
There was a scary movie. Was it
just movie. Called there's Leprechauns? There's more than that. I think there's like four of them, four or five of them.
Leprechaun movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
What Jennifer Aniston in one of them, for fun fact for you. Yeah. Oh, he's wow. in like, that's like one of her early roles.
Huh. Wow, James.
Mm-hmm.
What was the actual color of St. Patrick?
Orange.
What do you mean?
Mm. What green. Yeah. Or the actual color of St. Patrick?
I don't know.
Blue. Green became associated with St. Patrick's Day during the 19th century. Green in Irish legends was worn by fairies and immortals, and also by people to encourage their crops to grow.
Oh, nice.
Hmm. Interesting.
You learn all kinds of things about St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick did not actually drive snakes out of Ireland. The snakes represent the pagans that he converted to Christianity.
I didn't know that was a thing either.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Very first St. Patrick's Day parade was not in Ireland. Where was it?
New York.
Close.
Boston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boston, 1737. That was good.
That's big Irish population there.
Yes. Mm. Just like down the road here from us in Butte, Montana.
There you go.
I was in Butte for a St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Long time ago. That's a party.
And you lived to tell about it.
And I lived to tell about it. In Seattle, there is a ceremony where a green stripe is painted down the roads. And what is it, Chicago, where they, I think they said this morning, they paint
the river.
Paint the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Is it non-toxic?
Yeah, it's like a...
Okay.
Well, you hope so.
Yeah. You guys just brought that thing back to life.
Just dump those barrels over there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a non-toxic dye they put in the water, yeah, I guess,
is.
Or something.
It is. Legend says that each leaf of the clover means something.
Mm.
Have you ever found a four-leaf clover?
Yes, I have.
I haven't. Have you?
I don't think so.
You were looking.
You wouldn't remember. Yeah. If you did.
Not looking.
I don't think so.
Not looking very often.
You don't think so. You didn't find one. The first on the leaf is for hope. The second for faith, the third for love, and the fourth for
luck.
Luck.
Luck of the Irish.
Luck of the Irish. You guys are good. You're doing good. James. 9 of the people who signed the Declaration of Independence were of Irish origin.
Hmm.
And 19 presidents proclaimed Irish heritage. And did you say you have some Irish heritage?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So both of you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Fun game. What's your leprechaun name? All right.
Okay.
So you take the last letter of your first name, and they have the alphabet, and then they have these names next to them. So your last letter of your first name, Julie, is
E.
Warty. Right. E is Warty.
Warty?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Thanks and for that. Chadwick was C, and then your first letter of your last name is C. So you're Warty O'Brainbo.
O'Brainbo?
No. Sorry. That's bizarre. I just didn't say that very well. Warty O'Rainbo.
Okay.
Okay? So that's your name.
Okay.
James, what do you think your name is? You have
no
idea.
Yeah.
Goldie O'Shivers.
Goldie O'Shivers is okay. Warty O'Rainbo. Yes.
And mine, Daffodil O'Knuckles.
Daffodil
okay.
O'Knuckles. So everything's O.
That's your leprechaun name.
All O's.
Today.
Take the O'Rainbow. Warty, come on.
I know.
That's a bad one.
I should post this, then you can have your name. What's your leprechaun name? Because each letter of the alphabet has a letter to it. Like A is Sprinkles, B is Daffodil.
We should all put on a sticker that says, hello, my name is...
Yeah. Hello, you're Warty O'Rainbow.
Warty O'Rainbow.
Yes. Goldie O'Shivers.
Mm-hmm.
Goldie O'Shivers.
Yes. And Daffodil O'Knuckles. They're talking in St. Patrick lingo. I is Blarney, if you have the last letter of your first name. So, I got a whole bunch of those. Let's do some other trivia. Since today is St. Patrick's Day. OMG. You see it on?
Text,
right?
Mm-hmm.
This OMG can be traced back to 1917. The first documented use of OMG was an abbreviation. Oh, my God. Appeared in a letter written by British Admiral John Arthurnott Fisher to Winston Churchill, September 9th, 1917, where he put OMG.
Hmm. Wow.
On it.
What was cool. it in reference
Winston,
to?
I don't know. And Winston Churchill was probably going, OMG.
Yeah. No idea what that meant. Yeah.
Fast forward. And here we go. Germiest job. What do you think the germiest job is?
Immediately, study says I think the germiest... janitor, but it's probably wrong.
Oh, germy. Okay.
Germy job.
I don't know.
Nurse.
Teacher daycare worker.
Oh.
That makes sense.
What's second? This is interesting. When I tell you that, you're going to go, oh, yeah. Bank teller.
Oh, yeah.
Handling all the money.
Lots of money, yeah.
Yes.
Still, but you'd think a nurse or a doctor because you're around a lot of sick people.
Well, I would think that they're washing their hands constantly, so.
I guess they wear masks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
National Turkey Federation estimates that approximately 45 million turkeys are eaten at Thanksgiving, 22 million at Christmas. What's third?
St. Patrick's Day.
Easter.
Oh.
19 million.
Oh, yeah, Easter.
Now, yesterday,
yeah,
I had an encounter, and a lot of people had an encounter, with the turkeys on Lauk Street.
Yeah. They own Lauk Street.
They own Lauk Street, no matter what.
Yeah.
The turkeys own
the turkey
Lauk
gang
Street.
That runs.
So it must be that time of year for the turkeys.
Spring.
Springtime. Because as I was stopped on the road along with many other people, there were cars slowly going by them. They were moving. The toms were in full feathers.
That's
man.
So mm-hmm. neat.
Full feathers. They were totally out. And they were strutting with the hens.
On Lauks?
On Lauk Street in the middle okay. of the street. And people listening right now that witnessed it, I looked down the wayside with all the cars stopped because I had gotten out of my truck. I was trying to
shoo them off
a little bit.
Take your business elsewhere.
They weren't moving, man. There was like, we're going to do this right in front of your truck. You know? And as I looked down the row of people, everyone I glanced at was laughing because these guys are getting after it on Lauk Street mm-hmm. right there.
That is hilarious.
The toms were like, they had full feathers and the ladies were going, okay.
So those turkeys on Lauk's though, I'm sure other neighborhoods have them.
Yes.
They don't really, they just know that no one's going to run over them.
No, I know. They are fearless.
Yeah.
They are totally fearless.
Pay us no mind when we're driving down that street.
No, they don't.
They don't care.
It's hilarious. It just cracks me up.
They just know everybody's going to stop.
They do. And they're just walking across. And it's like, go ahead, hit me. I've not seen one, fortunately, off to the side of the road.
No, I haven't either.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful on Lauk Street because they are out. And they are out having fun right now. So you've got to be careful out there on Lauk Street today, okay? 60% of us will more than likely use one or more of these today.
60%?
Yeah, I'm surprised it is more than that.
Kleenex.
Search engines.
What I was going to say.
Oh.
60%. Wow, that's
low.
That
seems low, doesn't it?
Low than I would have thought.
Okay. Leprechauns are considered bankers of the fairy world in Irish folklore. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
True. Mythology.
Well, they're making scary movies
Leprechauns were cobblers who were said to guard the gold of the fairy world.
Huh.
A little more trivia there for you. Hey, before we do more trivia, we got to go.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Oh, man. We're out of time already.
Time flies.
Sign up for March Mania.
Mm-hmm. And shop the online auction.
Online auction yes. Right now. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Have an awesome day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.